Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the lead-off spot, the first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second, the third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting third, the left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting sixth, the catcher, Tim Thompson. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mike Baxas. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Gorman. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Tom Gorman. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the lead-off spot, the second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second, the first baseman, Bob Hale. Batting third, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Tex Nelson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike Forknealis. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Forknealis. And now, play ball. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Forknealis, and towards Miranda, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power juggles the ball. That's an error on Power. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tex Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson takes first base on ball four. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. One out. Mike Baxis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxis hits a fly ball into right field. Nelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxis misplays the ball. That's an error on Baxis. Gardner moves to second. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gardner scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Simpson moves to second. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Power scores. Simpson moves to third. Finnegan moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Orioles, 1. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Finnegan scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mike Baxis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxis is 0 for 1 in the game. Baxis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Groth moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tex Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nelson is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nelson. Power reaches second base with a double. Nelson throws the ball into Kell, who tags Power trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lopez. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Lopez steals second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lopez moves to third. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Simpson hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-1 in the game. Miranda hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Causey reaches third base with a triple. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Causey scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Of Palicka now pitching. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive towards short. Miranda reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Niemann reaches third base with a triple. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Tex Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Francona. The throw from Thompson and he is safe. Francona steals second. Tex Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Niemann tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Baxis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baxis hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gorman takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-2 in the game. Miranda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Deering pinch hits for Opelika. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Chuck Deering. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Miranda moves to second. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gardner is hit by the pitch. Miranda moves to third. Evers moves to second. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan fields it and throws to home to get Miranda. Evers moves to third. Gardner moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kell strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Evers scores. Gardner scores. Hale goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Orioles. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Groth. Francona reaches second base with a double. Niemann scores. It's 7-4, Orioles. Jim Pyburn pinch hits for Tex Nelson. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Zubarink now pitching. Jim Pyburn now playing center field. Tito Francona now playing right field. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pyburn. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zerniel moves to third. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hale scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miranda strikes out. Two outs. George Zubarink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zubarink strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Mike Baxas. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth moves to third. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Bobby Shantz. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Groth scores. One out. It's 7-5, Orioles. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.